Pastor Brandon coming to you live from Siloam Springs, Arkansas, with another Pastor Brandon live broadcast. It's good to be here today. Good to be here tonight. Keep me in prayer. I've been haven't really been feeling like myself lately, and I don't know. Just been having a really difficult time. Just asking God to just, you know, take away these things that are bothering me and stuff like that, and just sort of going before God and just, you know, have Him take away all these things that may seem to be a worrisome burden. So, anyway, it's good to be here tonight. I'm going to try my best to preach the truth today without the hindrance of emotions. And so keep me in prayer. Pray for me. Pray for this video. And we're just going to have some fun with the Lord. We're just going to have some fun with the Word of God today. The title of the message, if I had to put a title on the message, which I did, the title of the message is "Your Sin is Judged on the Cross." We're going to be talking about the cross today. We're going to be talking about how the Lord Jesus Christ judged your sin and my sin on the cross. And I was watching Pastor Mike this morning. He got into where Moses had put the serpent on a pole. And that just sort of, you know, I just wanted to touch on that because it was something that I think, you know, it's a reminder to me, but it'll be also be an encouragement for you. So, with that said, if you have your King James Bibles with you, please turn with me to John chapter 3. John chapter 3, and we're going to go in verse 14, and we're going to read through verse 15. It says, "And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so the Son of Man be lifted up." In verse 15 it says, "That whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have eternal life." And verse 16, let's continue reading. Verse 16 is the most very famous verse in the Bible. It says, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not His Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through Him might be saved." Amen. There is no other name under heaven in which we must be saved. The only name that we must be saved is by Jesus Christ. Amen. So, going back up, so we see that as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man. Now, let's go to Numbers. Turn with me to Numbers chapter 21. Numbers 21. And we are going to go down to verse 5 is where we're going to start in. And it says, "And the people spake against God and against Moses, Wherefore have you brought us out of Egypt to die in the wilderness? For there is no bread, neither is there any water, and our soul loatheth this light bread. And the Lord sent fiery serpents among the people, and they bit the people, and much people of Israel died. Therefore the people came to Moses and said, 'We have sinned, for we have spoken against the Lord and against thee. Pray unto the Lord that He take away the serpents from us.' And Moses prayed for the people. And the Lord said unto Moses, 'Make thee a fiery serpent, and set it upon a pole, and it shall come to pass that every one that is bitten, when he looketh upon it, shall live.' And Moses made a serpent of brass, and put it on a pole, and it came to pass that if a serpent had bitten any man, when he beheld the serpent of brass, he lived." Okay, now let's take a look at something. Okay, Jesus said, Okay? Just as Moses lifted up the serpent, so shall the Son of Man. Now, Jesus Christ is not the serpent. Okay? Don't mistake that. Jesus Christ is not the serpent. Okay? Now, let's kind of go back, and I'm going to reread it. But when I do, we're going to explain some things while I read it. Okay? So, it says, and the people speak against God and against Moses. Wherefore have you brought us up out of Egypt to die in the wilderness? For there is no bread, neither is there any water, and our soul loatheth this light bread. And the Lord sent fiery serpents. You know what's interesting is that, you know, venom is a poison. And I've never been bitten by a serpent, but the thing is, to what we could see in the word, is that venom can be fiery. In other words, if that stuff gets in you, it burns. Okay? It burns. It burns like a fire. Okay? So venom is poisonous. And obviously we know that. Venom is a poison that can kill. But we see here that, and the Lord sent fiery serpents among the people, and they bit the people, and much people of Israel died. You know, okay, so we see that the children of Israel were murmuring against Moses and against God. Now, Moses, if you know, is the mediator between the people and God. Okay, that's who Moses is. Moses is a type and picture of Jesus Christ. Amen? And so, he was the mediator. Okay? And we see here in verse 7, therefore the people came to Moses. See, the people didn't go to God. Who did the people go to first? Like, who did they go to? They went to Moses, the mediator. And they said, we've sinned. We have sinned. Okay? So, the people went to Moses, the mediator, and admitted to Moses that they've sinned after God sent the serpents. Okay? For we've spoken against the Lord and against thee. So, the people went to the mediator, which is Moses, and they confessed their sin. They said, we've spoken against God, but we've also spoken against you. And but we see here that Moses, the people said, pray unto the Lord that he take away the serpents from us. And Moses prayed for the people. Moses is the mediator, and he's praying to God for the people. Amen. Just like Jesus Christ, he is our mediator. He is the mediator between us and God. He is the one that reconciles us to God. Amen. And aren't you glad that we have such a loving mediator that he died in your place and in my place? He who knew no sin became sin that we might become the righteousness of God in Christ. I'll be referencing that verse again here shortly. Okay? Now, it says, and the Lord said unto Moses, make thee a fiery serpent and set it upon a pole. Okay? Let's stop right there. A pole. Okay? If there's something on a pole, the Bible talks about how he that hangeth on a tree is cursed of God. Okay? So let's back up here for a second. What is the serpent? The serpent represents your sin. The serpent represents sin. Why? Because in Genesis chapter 3, what was it? Who was it that came by and tempted Eve to sin? That's the serpent, wasn't it? So, the serpent is represented as sin. Okay? But we also see that it's on a pole. Okay? He that hangeth on a tree is accursed from of God. So our sin is on that cross, and sin is now then accursed because sin is judged at the cross. In other words, let me rephrase that, because that seemed a little confusing. In other words, Jesus Christ took your sin and nailed it on the cross, and God judged your sin on the cross. Amen? Now, I'll tell you something. When God judges a believer, you know what he does? He takes the rod and chastens his kids. That's judgment. Amen? That's judgment. Okay? But now I'm getting off track, so let's get back on track here. So, and the Lord said unto Moses, make thee a fiery serpent and set it upon a pole. And it shall come to pass that everyone that is bitten, when he looketh upon it, shall live. This had to be an act of faith. Amen? Now, and it says, and continue on. And Moses made a serpent of brass and put it upon a pole. And it came to pass that if a serpent had bitten any man, when he beheld the serpent of brass, he lived. Okay, this is a beautiful, beautiful picture of salvation. Can I get an amen from God's people on that? Okay, so the serpent is represented as sin. But here's the thing. We see that this was not a serpent. This was a serpent of brass. Brass in the Bible is a color of judgment. So this was a brass serpent. In other words, and by the way, and in other words, that God is showing a picture to you that God took your sin, he nailed it on the cross through his son Jesus Christ, and he judged it. He judged those sins at the cross. Amen? So, and the pole, a pole can be a tree or it can be a cross. Either one. Okay? Now, it says that when it come to pass that if a serpent had bitten any man, when he beheld the serpent of brass, he lived. This had to be done in faith. Amen? This is a picture that if they were to look on that brass serpent, he lived. What Jesus wants you to do is to realize what he did for you at the cross. If you look at the cross and look at the fact that your sin was judged on the cross, and you believe, you'll live. Amen? Our sin was nailed on a cross and was judged. And when Jesus, the last words, when Jesus, before Jesus gave up the ghost, what did he say? He said, "It is finished." It means that he paid that price in full for the sins of the people then, and even for our sins. Which means that, and here's the thing, we live, and at that time it would be future tense for us. So how much more will God forgive you of your future sins when you confess that to him when that time happens? He already paid the price for it. Amen? That's good news. And so we see here that this, and by the way, you read on later, and a lot of the Israelites later on didn't realize that. So you know what they did was they worshipped that brass serpent as an idol, which God says you're not supposed to do. But this is a picture of your sin being judged on the cross. Amen. This is a type and picture. This is a picture that God is showing you of God's future redemptive plan for mankind. Amen. So let's go. Let's go to Matthew. Let's go to Matthew. And let's go to Matthew. Let's read in verse 44 of Matthew. The thieves also which were crucified with him cast the same in his teeth. Now from the sixth hour there was darkness all over him, all the land unto the ninth hour. And about the ninth hour, Jesus cried with a loud voice, saying, Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani. I'm butchering that a little bit, and I apologize. But that is to say, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? Some of them stood there when they heard that, saying, this man called for Elias. And straightway one of them ran and took a sponge and filled it with vinegar, and put it on a reed, and gave it him to drink. The rest said, let us see whether Elias will come to save him. Jesus, when he had cried again with a loud voice, yielded up the ghost. Okay? Now, let's go to, I think John. Let's see. Let's go to John. And let's see. Hang on. Actually, let's go to Luke. We're going to go to Luke. Go to Luke here. I'm trying to find where it talks about how he said it is finished. So let's take a look here. Maybe Mark. And let me look at my phone real quick. I'm sorry about that. But anyways, while I'm looking this up, so we see that Jesus Christ paid that full penalty. And okay. In John chapter, it wasn't John. John chapter 19, verse 30, it says, when Jesus therefore had received the vinegar, he said, it is what? Finished. And he bowed his head and gave up the ghost. Okay? Jesus said, it is finished. He paid the price in full. Now, Jesus, like I said, Jesus Christ is not the serpent. Okay? The serpent is sin. Now, let's take a look at that scripture here real quick about how... Okay, hang on a second. Let me find it. Here. I can't find it. But basically, the Bible talks about how he who knew no sin became sin that we might become the righteousness of God in Christ. And so, let me see here if I can find it. I apologize. He knew no sin. Let's see here. Second Corinthians 5:21. Let's see. I think that's it. 2 Corinthians. Turn with me to 2 Corinthians 5:21. For he hath made him to be sin for us, who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. Amen? So when Jesus Christ died, he was made sin, who knew no sin. Jesus Christ didn't know sin. You know why? Because Jesus Christ was God in the flesh. And Jesus Christ was the only one that could be able to take the sins of the world upon him and judged at the cross. He was the only one that could do it. You know why? Because he was God in the flesh and he didn't know sin. He wasn't a sinner. He didn't have a sin nature. We do. Jesus Christ doesn't. That's why he was the only one that he was. That's why he was the only one that was able to be the propitiation of our sin. In other words, that's why he was able to be able to pay our sin debt in full. Not just for us, but for everybody. Amen? Now, wasn't a long video, and I apologize, but we're going to actually kind of wrap it up here. Believers, I want to encourage you that Jesus Christ loves you, that he paid your sin debt in full, and he wants you to come back to repent. We all need to come back and repent to restore that fellowship. Amen? For the non-believer, okay, like I said, Jesus Christ paid that sin debt, not for our, he didn't pay that debt just for us, but he paid the price for even your sins. And Jesus Christ wants you to come to him and have a relationship with him. Amen? So, listen, non-believers, I love you. And I want you to know that today is the day of salvation. Tomorrow might be too late. If you... hang on a second. My mind's going off and on here. If whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. If you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that Jesus is who he is, and you believe that he came to do what he came to do, you'll be saved. Today is the day of salvation. Tomorrow might be too late. And I want to encourage you that that the Lord loves you. He wants you to turn away from your sin. He wants you to have a relationship with him. Amen. If you're not born again today, today is the day that you can get it settled and know once and for all that you're going to heaven. You're not going to be saved based on your works, because your good works are as filthy rags to God, and you will not buy your way into heaven, and you will not be able to get into heaven by your good works. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no one comes to the Father but by me. Jesus Christ is the only one who will get you into heaven. You know why? Because when he died on the cross and paid that price in full, but he shed his blood so that you may be cleansed and washed clean. Amen. Anyways, I know that was a very short message. It was really laid back. But anyways, I love you guys. This is Pastor Brandon. I'm going to be signing off for the evening. You guys, I love you. I want you to just stay encouraged and be in the Word. And tomorrow is going to be our Fishers of Men broadcast. And I'm working on the message for tomorrow. And it's going to be a pretty lengthy one. We're talking about the New World Order. And so you pray about that. Pray about the message. Pray for me. Pray that God will give me the words to speak. Not just for tomorrow's video, but for all the videos. And pray that God will just have His way and will with these videos. Amen. And so, I want you guys, I want to encourage you guys that the Lord loves you. He cares for you. He died and paid that price for you. And I'm going to tell you something. No matter what you've done, you can always go back and repent of your sin and restore that fellowship with Him. Amen. And non-believers, if you think that that you're way beyond saving, consider Saul, who became Paul. Saul was a murderer. He persecuted the church. Saul, who then became Paul, got saved. So for the non-believer, if you think that you're way beyond saving, that's not true. Amen. God loves you. He wants to have a relationship with you. But the question is, are you willing to give your heart to Him? Amen. Anyways, I love you guys. Pray for me. Emotions are kind of going crazy and up and around and everywhere. Pray for the message for tomorrow. It's going to be a lengthy one. And please keep me in prayer. Again, with my emotions, keep my family in prayer. Keep this ministry in prayer. Listen, I love you guys. I appreciate you all. Till then, think Bible. God bless you guys. Love you. We'll see you next time. Bye.